Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka. Last night we asked a series of questions. Why the Amida begins with Avos? Why not go right to discussing Hashem's Gvura, His might, His power, His uniqueness? And why do we need to list them separately? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And why do we need to also identify Him as Elokeinu, our God, as well as the God of our ancestors, the God who came before? So we mentioned last night the component of Zchus Avos. We are invoking the merit of our forefathers, of our ancestors, coming before the King of Kings, the Judge of Judges. And we want to mention to Him, do you know how close you were with our great-grandparents? Do you know how much time, how devoted they were to you and you to them? And that should find favor. But it goes further, and it goes beyond that. It has to do with the very way that we begin our Amida. It's setting the tone for the conversation. We take those three steps forward, we present ourselves to Hashem, and we're setting the tone. Why are we worthy? Why do we merit? Why should we deserve Hashem showing us favor and answering all the things that we need? We invoke the Avos not so much because of their merit, but because of who they were and how they lived as a model and as an archetype for us to follow. The Gemara Baba Basra tells us that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all were blessed with the same thing. And what was that? Everything. They had kol. We reference this at the end of benching. We described at the end of benching, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Avram, Hashem Berach is Avram Bakol. Hashem gave Avram everything. Yitzchak, Avram took the kol that he had and he gave it to Yitzchak. And then Yaakov, when he meets up with Esav, says, Yeshli Kol, I have everything. Each described themselves as having kol. What is kol is for another time. What does it mean to truly have everything is for another time. But in what merit? Why did they deserve kol? Avram got it, gave it to Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. We invoke it and ask for it. We want what they had. Bless us as you blessed Avram and Yaakov. Bako miko kol, we say in benching. And in what merit did they have this kol? Did they have everything? The Gemara in Sota Daf Hei tells us it was in the merit based on a pasuk in Iyov. Why did they deserve kol? Because of their humility. Why? Because of their humility. They were humble. They understood. They were not competing with God in this world. They submitted, they surrendered, they knew we were in charge, and they dedicated and devoted their lives to promoting Hashem, His presence, and His will, His vision for this world. When a person conducts and carries themselves with humility and with modesty, when we exert all of our energy and all of our initiative, but ultimately surrender and say, He is in charge, He is in control, that is why one merits kol. So maybe we begin the Amida invoking Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov based on his Gemara and Sota, because we are reminding ourselves that we, like they, want to merit receiving all of our requests. Kol Mishalos Libeinu Latova. If we want kol, if we want everything, then we need to be humble like they. Humility is the prerequisite to prayer, to tefillah. If you appear before the Almighty arrogant and haughty, with an inflated sense of self, feeling entitled and deserving, then we're entirely undeserving. So when a person is humble, when a person is modest, that they deserve, maybe we invoke Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov for that reason. Sfas Emes gives another reason, Sfas Emes among others. He says the Avos reached a certain level that we aspire to. The Avos lived with a level of Dveikus. Their entire life was clinging to Hashem. The entire life was inspired and formed by Hashem. Their whole life was feeling His presence. Every thought, every speech, every deed. They constantly asked themselves and evaluated their lives by bringing nachas ruach, by giving satisfaction to Hashem. So we are invoking the Avos as the reminder that the prerequisite to tefillah, if we want to merit the answers that they've got, then we too need to have a certain level of dveikus. Chaim Voloshiner says, the Avos, their minds, their hearts, were always connected to Hashem. No matter what activity they were engaged in, no matter what they were doing, they were always attached to, focused on Hashem. And we begin our Amida by invoking them to remind ourselves that we need to be like them. That we too need to be humble, to receive bako miko kol. That we too need dveikus. We have to cling to and attach ourselves to Hashem in order to be worthy of getting answered all those bakashas in the middle. So instead of just viewing, we begin with Avos as some sort of a trick. We're trying to find favor with the judge. Let's remind him how close we were, how close he is or was with our ancestors. It's more than that. We're invoking them and their memory, hold them up as a model to emulate them, whether it's humility or whether it is dveikus, whether it is clinging and thinking about them all the time. That's why we begin with avos. We still have to answer, and we'll continue with, why Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, why not just Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Be much more efficient to lump them together. We'll continue with that next time.